Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, we've been talking about refinance as part of spring fever, but also where people are getting frustrated. The lines of credit that they're running, the high interest credit cards, and they're making their minimum payments, and they're just not getting anywhere. And we've kind of been talking about that hamster wheel effect. But you had a story that we wanted to share on a refinance and the difference that it can make and the impact it can have on someone's finances.
Absolutely, Dave. This will strike a chord with so many borrowers because people call in after the show and say, Kerry, that's me. But I just recently refinanced a client. Never worked with them before. They were a devoted client of their bank, and they said, I've listened to you for years, Kerry, and I knew that when we were going to do something that I needed to give you a call. And he came in and we met. And they had a line of credit on their home, $900,000 home running a $600,000 line of credit. And he said, we're just getting nowhere on it. We're paying $1,350 a month in interest. It's 2.7%. And we were ready to just amortize it out, make a fixed payment. Not only that, we've got a $50,000 line of credit. It's charged at 5.2% interest and a $34,000 Visa card. As we know, that's around 19.5% interest. So their total commitment on just interest through the mortgage, the line of credit, unsecured, and the credit card was about $2,000, $2,050 a month. They said, amortize this out, give us a 3-year variable rate mortgage at prime minus 0.45%, which is a sweet deal.
Wow.
So they're going from, just spinning wheels on the hamster wheel, going nowhere, $2,000 a month going nowhere, into a fixed payment. They decided that they wanted to do an amortization over 30 years, Dave. First, we talked about 25, and they decided over 30. The 30 was going to give them a little bit of flexibility. You can always increase. This particular lender allowed 20% extra per month on the payment or biweekly, as well as 20% every year to a lump sum paid any time throughout the year. So they had lots of ability to make that mortgage go down quickly, mm-hmm. but cash flow. They have 4 children. A couple of them are still in post-secondary education, which, is quite costly.
Oh, yeah.
So what I did was I set them up in a mortgage. Their monthly payment actually increased because we're not going from just interest only. We're going from principal and interest. But we now have an end in sight to $2,675 a month. The cool part about that is with the interest rate, $1,365 is actually going every month to the principal.
So they've gone from over $2,000 that just went to interest, went nowhere. They weren't making a dent in anything. And now they've got $1,300 a month that's going down every month on the principal.
Right.
They're actually paying it down.
Yeah, they stepped off that wheel, the hamster wheel. And I had them in the other day.
Probably a little dizzy when they took that first step.
Yeah, I had them in the other day and I said, congratulations on making such a successful decision with your finances. Clearly successful, folks. Clearly done well, raising a beautiful family, doing all the right things. And they said, well, when we got the house, we did some rentals, we were unsure, what we should do with it, ended up having this line of credit for 8 years, and we're just ready to fix it literally into a fixed mortgage or a variable rate mortgage, whatever we decide. And they were so happy about that. I have that, and I'm doing this. This is replicating on so many surfaces. I have folks, I just did one the other day, long-term employee, government employee. He said, our kids finally have gone. We've renoed the house. We're just ready to get off of this home equity line of credit track and get into some fixed payments so that we have end in sight. So if this is you, please give me a call. I do have a lender that's paying all legal and appraisal fees on a certain mortgage term. There's some terms and conditions that go with that. That's about a $1,200 savings. So if that's something that strikes your interest, I sit down with each and every client. We talk about this all the time. I tailor a mortgage to your specific needs.
Place to get started is the website kerrycardinal.com. That's kerrycardinal.com. And also I want to mention on the website too, you've got the mortgage renewal notifier on there, the little widget, gizmo, gadget, easy peasy. This thing's brilliant.
It is. It's the sweetest little tool for you and for me so that I can get in touch with you when your mortgage is up for renewal. You're busy. I get it. I'm busy too. So what you can do is go on to carriecardinal.com, click on the mortgage renewal notifier. Maybe your mortgage is renewing in 2019 in May. What you do is you key in May 2019, your name and your contact information. And what I'll do is I'll touch base with you initially getting going so that you know that I'm not somewhere in cyberspace not knowing that your mortgage is coming up for renewal in 2019. I'll touch base with you. And then what I'll do is I'll diarize it for 2019, 4 months before, and I'll send you a little poke and I'll say, hey, Dave, I'm ready for you to start saving some money on your next mortgage renewal. And we can start the process early, 4 months in advance. This 4 months four month window can be done on a pre-approval. We can also hold it on a refinance. So if you're within 4 months and you're going to refinance on your renewal date, or if you're just renewing your mortgage, that's the window of opportunity. So I always say to my clients, you're not doing yourself any favors by waiting till the last minute. Mm-hmm. Shopping early, it's just a ceiling.
Yeah, and that rate is held. So if the rates do go up, you don't pay the higher rate. If the rates go down, you pay the lower rate.
It's a win-win. And it oftentimes I go back to my clients. I check the rates every day and go back and say, hey, the rate dropped from 269 to 259. Congratulations. Maybe it's $20 a month. But $20 a month, Dave, in your pocket, times 12 months a year, times 60 months on the mortgage, is way better than the bank just sticking that $20 in their pocket. Mm.
You know, we talk about rates, and rates are very, very low, historically low. It's not all about the rate, though, when it comes to mortgages, is it?
You know, the rate drives a lot of things, Dave. The rate is going to drive your payment. It's going to drive your principal that you're going to be owing at the end of the year. It's going to drive the total interest paid over the term. So the rate is very important. And I'm rate driven, and I won't sell my soul to the devil for a rate. Mm-hmm. And that's the caution that I have to take with my clients. The rate is not the only thing. There's so many other particulars that you don't even know that you want to ask on your mortgage. Other things that I say to my clients is sometimes you can ask your banker. They say, well, I've been to the bank and the guy really didn't really know what he was talking about. Ask them what they have for a mortgage on their home.
On their home.
Oftentimes, I have a rental property through a particular lender that I quite like quite a lot. And many of my clients, when they're in, I will show them online the cool feature that this particular lender has, and I'll explain to them, I have this mortgage through this lender on a rental house, and you know, this is how the app works, and I kind of like it because this and that, and these are the features. Maybe ask your banker, you know, what kind of rate and term and what they've advised on their mortgage. But there's so many more features besides rate. What about portability? Portability is the ability to move a mortgage from one place to the next. What about interest rate differential? If you have to pay out the mortgage early, how much is that going to cost you? What about extra payments? Can you make extra payments? Are they once a year? Are they on a certain day? Are they per year? Can you increase your payments? These are all the features that I sit down and tailor each client individually, personalized service with every mortgage that I write. And people say, Carrie, I want to come to you because you've done hundreds of millions of dollars of mortgages in the last 10 years of brokering. Absolutely. And your case is unique and it deserves the attention and the personalization. So I'd love to help you save scads of money on the next mortgage term.
You too can get a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. Great place to start is the website, carriecardinal.com. All the information there. You can get started online, contact info. And as always, Carrie, great having you. And thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal.